Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. And Todd's written another great article, my friends, that is very, very timely and at the same time is very disturbing regarding the issue of Chinese illegal aliens coming into our country. Todd, as usual, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us. Tell us about
Great
this.
To be here.
Tell us about this article you've written and the security peril that you see.
Right. Well, it's been reported. I think for people who follow the border, it's not a surprise that we've had 44,000 Chinese nationals illegally cross the southern border since Joe Biden took office. And the rate of their entries are rapidly increasing right now, with the majority of them coming through into California and Arizona in very, very large numbers at a high rate right now. They are coming through mainly Ecuador. And the issue that I raise with the Chinese about the Chinese coming through is that the PLA, the armed forces of China, fields a very aggressive clandestine espionage operations in the United States and have for many, many years. They take advantage of our legal visa systems to get students put into top-notch research institutes and cultural exchange programs and all of that, and we've been busting them for the last 4 or 5 years, so we know a lot about their espionage. And what I point out is that with this 44,000 coming through, that undoubtedly the Communist Party is sending spies in through that way. Why would they not? They would be stupid not to, and Chinese spy masters are not stupid. And what I point out in the New York Post story is the DHS's own threat assessment for 2024, which is published now, and lays out what the Chinese espionage aims are that the American public need to know about. And those include a very aggressive AI-driven disinformation and malinformation campaigns that are designed to disrupt our 2024 national election, and more espionage at our research institutions, more exfiltration of our most cutting-edge defense technology, from not just the defense industry, but also academia. And last but maybe most disturbingly is, according to the DHS threat assessment, a campaign to physically repress dissidents inside the United States. And I mean beating them, physically beating them, intimidating them, and kidnapping them out of the country for renditions back to China, for God knows what, probably torture and death. And that these are just a few of the ones that the kinds of operations that the DHS warns the public about. And I wanted to point all that out in the context of just these tens of thousands of Chinese young, military-aged, smart, well-dressed, well-equipped Chinese coming through our southern border, that this is a national security threat, chiefly because the Biden administration used to have 40 questions asked at the border of Chinese, but that wasn't fast enough, so they reduced those 40 questions to just 5 when they cross in order to move them quicker into the country. And that is just a gift to Chinese espionage services.
Wow. It, you know, instead of focusing on our enemies, we're helping them move quicker into the country. I don't understand that.
I mean, if you're running a spy service over there, you're just giddy with, you can't even believe that your enemy is doing something like this, letting everybody in right away, asking five questions, if they ask any questions at all. I question whether they ask any questions, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, by my estimation, we will one day find them. We'll find them. Eventually, we'll catch one, we'll catch somebody else, and they'll be prosecuted for espionage. And we'll find out that they've come in over the border, that they came in over the southern border during this time period. But it'll take years before we start rounding any of them up, before we start catching them. And I think by then the damage will have been grave.
Yeah.
It'll be too late.
All we have to do is look at what's happening with the Venezuelans that are coming across the border and the amount of crime that's beginning to surface. If that
right,
is
and
happening...
That's street crime. Now, remember, spies are not going to give, they're not going to, they're trained not to get found out, right? So they're going to stay on the down low for a long time. They're in the country, and they're going to work their way eventually into positions with the military. There are programs where they can apply for the military and rise in the ranks and then get fast-tracked citizenship. They will enter universities. Most universities don't care what your status is, especially the top research universities will not ask about your immigration status. And it'll just be the usual thing. They're just going to take their time and work their way into positions where they can spy and get stuff for their government.
Now, during the Trump administration, weren't several busted? Weren't several of these Chinese students?
A lot were busted. And I point out in the very top of the story that during the Trump administration, they mounted what's called the China Initiative. And that was a concerted FBI counterintelligence campaign to find these students in our research universities and bust them. And the first thing that Joe Biden did when he entered was he canceled it. He also canceled a program, a regulation that Trump had proposed that would have instituted much more often, much more frequent vetting of those students coming in on the legal visas and would have capped them at greatly reduced numbers as well, so that we have a chance to vet all of them. And so one of the first things that Biden did was he killed that regulation. And the reason he killed the China Initiative too, and the reason that they gave was that it was discriminatory or prejudice against Chinese people.
Oh my gosh. Well, everything they don't like is discriminatory, of course. Including,
right, so
including
it should be
the climate.
So it should be no surprise at all, George, that they were like, wow, 40 questions we're asking of these Chinese youngsters coming in over the border, these young men and women. That takes too long. Let's make it five and then move them through. This is all right in line with what they've done with the vetting on the visa programs for the Chinese students coming in. So they clearly just don't care at all about the espionage threat. It's more important to them that Chinese are able to get in legally and illegally with the least amount of trouble from us. And that's a grave national security mismanagement, in my opinion.
Yeah, that, you know, it is very, very disturbing that the Department of Homeland Security, which was established to protect us, to provide national security, is the one that is being the most lax. It just is amazing to me.
And it's also the agency that released the Homeland Security Strategic Threat Assessment for 2024, which is just filled with China threats, espionage threats. It's incredible. They're not reading their own documents, or certainly not heeding their own warnings.
So are we looking, I mean, besides the quiet espionage that's going on, Are we looking at any possible sabotage or anything of the nature like that from these people?
I don't think so. I've heard a lot of theories about that, and I don't follow that theory. I don't subscribe to that theory that they're infiltrating soldiers who can be, you know, triggered or activated from Beijing or something like that. I mean, it would just, it's far more valuable to the Chinese to stay underground.
Yes.
Yeah. And do their damage underground. I mean, the second that somebody pops up and starts, you know, blowing up power stations or something is the time that the jig is up. I mean, we will, you know, this country, even Biden would have no choice but to go to war against that and ruin everything. I think this is an espionage threat primarily.
Yeah, they'll let the jihadist do that.
Yeah.
Gosh. Tell the folks where they can follow you, buddy, and what else you might be working on.
Yeah, I definitely have more in the pipeline. You'll see that soon if you follow me at cis.org, Center for Immigration Studies.org, cis.org, toddbensman.com, and you can sign up for my free newsletter at toddbensman.com.
Excellent. Once again, my friends, we're talking with our good friend, Mr. Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd, keep up the good work and keep us informed.
Thank you.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.